All right, fans, here we go. We are ready for the tip-off. Just a very short period of time. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, where the Lady Penguins are welcoming in the Urban Knights from Academy of Art College. Nice to have you alongside for this worldwide broadcast on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.dominican.edu, where this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. We are just about ready to get this broadcast underway with the tip-off and the national anthem. A lot of people in the house. Finals week getting started. Brandon Davis on the overhead. Get ready for the national anthem now, and for those of you listening at home, please rise. All right. Very nice. The national anthem is behind us. The game is ahead of us. And we are live from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Urban Knights in the house. Welcomed in by the Lady Penguins. Of course, the Urban Knights head coach is Lindsay Yamasaki in her first season, assisted by Farron Lewis. Farron Lewis also in her first season. So welcoming in those ladies as we just tie in the last of the technical issues here. Stuart Horn with you, going solo tonight. My normal partner, Jed Jackson, is out sick tonight. So we'll get the starting lineups now for the Urban Knights. Number one is Sandra Stillwell, a top scorer. She's a 5'5 junior. Also starting for Coach Yamasaki is Caprisa Hall, number 14. She is a 5'6 junior. Number 24 is Jackie Heck, 5'6 junior. Kawila Lavea, number 25, is a 6'1 sophomore. And rounding out the squad for the Urban Knights, Lorraine Etchell, number 31, a 5'8 freshman. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers in her second season. She's assisted by Bria Rode, Lashana Bridgeforth, and Christina Witt. Number 20 is Alicia Flatten, the 5'6 junior out of Hayward. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, 5'8 junior out of Nevada. Michaela Baskerville, number 24, is a 5'6 junior out of Alameda. Raquel Gomes, number 32, is a 5'10 sophomore out of Santa Rosa. And Taki Takoi, the 5'7 freshman out of Rotorua, New Zealand. Takoi wears number 25, 20 minutes overhead. Penguins and the Urban Knights, one game only tonight, ladies' night only, here at the Conlin Center. Darcell Sanders is back in town, ladies and gentlemen, after having studied back in Washington, D.C. for an entire semester. She will not play tonight, but will join the squad soon. Vanessa Miller is out with a broken foot. Don't know when we're going to see Miller back, but hope Miller is okay. She is here in all smiles. Both teams are out on the court now, shaking hands at midcourt. 6:02 in California on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A. Referees are in place. Baskerville in the middle for the Penguins. She's going up against Lavea. And the tip out goes to the Penguins after Lavea tipped it right over to Takoi. And a quick whistle. 1 second into the game. And the official is claiming that the clock didn't start on time. All right. That's Ari Ivintosh down there on the boards. So we'll keep an eye on Ivintosh. He has a broken hand, so maybe that's why it didn't get started on time. 19:52 to go. And the clock is running. Here's Flatten out, right side. Three ball on the way. Boom! Flatten opens up with a big three ball. And that's a good way to get the Penguins started. Quick inbounds. Penguins with full court pressure. Penguins attacking that southern hoop. Moving from our right to left. From the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Urban Knights now with the ball. Penguins with full court pressure, 30 seconds into the game. DU up by three after Flatten opens up with a gigantic tray ball from way out in the right wing. He's out in the corner. Now driving in. Almost throwing it away is Stillwell, the top scorer. Stillwell, though, doesn't throw it away. She hits Lavea on the left wing. Lavea hits a long two ball. Penguins now in quick transition. They move it back down to the other end with an easy layup now. It is Janish. Janish converts the deuce. 5-2 Penguins. Penguins still with the full court pressure. Now they get it back out to Lavea as the Penguins are on defense defending the Northern Hoop. Penguins off to our right. Urban Knights attacking that hoop off to our right. They work it down low, indoors. Lavea finds down low Heck. Heck goes up with a two-bouncer off the rim. Can't get it. But Stillwell with the rebound. She works it around the outside to Etchell. Etchell drives in baseline right side and gets a whistle. Foul is called against Janish. First team foul. And therefore, it makes sense that that would be Janish's first. So to the line is Etchell, the 5'8" freshman out of Healdsburg, and she buries the first one, and now it's 5-3. Listening to live basketball on radio.dominican.edu, where we are broadcasting live from the Conlin Center. Etchell back to the line now on the way, and she cans that one. So Etchell knocks down two 5-4 Penguins. Oh, almost out of bounds right in front of us. Flatten manages to save it, hurls it back over to Baskerville. Baskerville works it down. Baskerville between the circles, right side. Now here comes Flatten. She flings it back across the course to Janish. And Janish goes up, can't get it down. Hauled in by Lavea. Lavea pours it off to Stillwell, the top scorer. Stillwell comes in, right side. Flatten gets a massive rejection. It goes out of bounds. There's no whistle. With 18:06 to go. 6-4. Check it, 5-4. Penguins on top. Right under the hoop now. Urban Knight's going to bring it in. And they do so. Here's Etchell thinking three ball. But she's got Janish on her. Doesn't want to do it. Urban Knights work the wheel outside. Throwing it away is Caprice Hall. There's a whistle, but just an unforced error. No foul on the play. 5-4, 18:02 to go. In the first half. Ladies only tonight. Penguin women are 1-6 on the season so far. Urban Knights 0-7. This could be a good matchup tonight. 5-4, 17:58 to go as the clock rolls. And Alicia Flatten throws it away. Stolen by Heck. Heck takes it the distance. Now Heck flip out to Stillwell. Three ball on the way. Oh, just a little bit short, but hauled down by Lavea with a great rebound. Boy, that Lavea out there at 6'1" is going to be tough on the boards tonight. 17:37. The Penguins are on defense again. Going up with no whistle. Flinging it up there is Heck. Heck just thought, what the heck? I'll just throw it up. She had no business shooting that one. She was guarded double-teamed. And now the Penguins throw it away again. So pretty aggressive play there on the part of Heck. And it doesn't end up hurting the Urban Knights at all. Lavea threw it away there for a second, but it went out off of one of the Penguins. And now on the deep end, Stillwell's got it as they bring it back in. 5-4. Yamasaki up on her feet. She's pacing. Now a whistle off ball. And it looks like it may be called against Jackie Heck. Heck and Stillwell, the top scorers for the Urban Knights out of Academy of Art University. 17:16 to go, fans. 5-4. A scoring drought all of a sudden. The first minute, both teams scoring a lot. Now all of a sudden, nothing. Inbounds now, Stillwell gets it in. Gets it over to Heck. Now she works it back up top to Hall. Hall now points over, wants to play. Flings it back to the top of the key. Now between the circles, Etchell. Etchell flips it out outside. Now Stillwell drives in baseline. Turnaround jumper softly. Good. Penguins trail by one. Gomes brings it in now. 16:57 to go. Great play by Stillwell there. Solid. Now Gomes has got it in the backcourt after Stillwell playing some tremendous defense. 16:49. Now driving in baseline. Oh, I thought it was a walk, but no. Now Gomes has got it. I don't know how the Penguins managed to hold on to the ball. Three ball on the way. Oh, Flatten with another tray ball. Well, Flatten was out there on the left wing, standing right on the arc, and then she backed up a step to make sure she was well outside of it. Canned it. 8-6. 16:23 to go. Penguins on defense now, and off the glass goes Lavea, And Lavea can't get it to fall. The 6'1" sophomore out of Waikoloa on the Big Island. 16-18 again. A lot of media in the house tonight. Not so many fans tonight. Actually, Academy Art brought in a few. Penguins go to finals next week, so there's not a whole lot of people on campus, I guess. Lavea to the line on the way. Very short. Oh, Lavea painfully short. So she's a transfer student out of University of Hawaii, Hilo. See if she can get this one in there. On the way. And this one is short as well. And it kicks out. And Gomes with the rebound. 16-15 to go, fans. Penguins by two in the first half. Penguins now working down to the other end. Very quickly goes Janish all alone. And then she cans one from the right elbow. Oh, almost knocked into the broadcasting area, the opulent broadcasting area here at DU. Way atop center court, looking down on the area of play. 10-6, Penguins, 16-01 to go. And Academy brings it in. Urban Knights. Stillwell's got it, top of the key between the circles. She thinks three ball. One's foot was inside. It was just a big, long two ball. She couldn't get it to go as Janish hauls it in. Janish just scored the last deuce. Out to the right side. Flatten's already got two big threes. Here goes Gomes! And Gomes powers one home past Lavea and gets it to fall. Good job there by Gomes to work the ball. After it had been passed perfectly by Flatten, the assist leader in the Cal Pack last year. 15:41 to go in the first half of this one. 12-6, Penguins on top. This timeout is brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. You can find them online at marinij.com. Also brought to you by T&B Sports since 1946 in San Rafael, right there on 4th Street. T&B Sports, proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Find them online at tnbsports.com. You are listening to the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Lady Penguins tonight, welcoming in the Urban Knights from Academy of Art University. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Nine seasons, ladies and gentlemen, and still going strong right here from the Conlon Center. 15:41 to go, and the clock does roll. 12-6. Stillwell to bring it up after Jackie Heck brought it in. Heck and Stillwell are the two top scorers for the Urban Knights, as mentioned. Stillwell now flips it off to Lavea. They're on the left elbow. Heck's got it. Now she goes in between the circles to Etchell. Etchell drives in. She kicks out, and an air ball is hurled up by Heck. Heck is aggressive. I'll give her that. The Penguins work it down. Here's Gomes off balance. Tipped out. Janish has got it. Loose ball. Bouncing out of bounds. Oh, and they give it to the Penguins. And I think that's a gift. Coach Yamasaki is arguing that, and I think she has a legitimate beef. Penguins got it, though. And the Urban Knights didn't argue it too much. 12-6. On the left wing is Flatten. Flatten now drifts around between the circles. Is still well on her. Janish thinks about it. She flings it indoors to Baskerville. Back outside. Long three ball on the way. And Flatten misses it right. Janish with the rebound. She hurls it up there. And she was blocked by Lavea. Lavea got a hand in there and got all ball. 14:51 to go. 12-6. Penguins on top. So the... Let's see, it looks like the Penguins will have the ball right under the hoop on the short end. Indoors to Gomes. Gomes throws it up. Oh, and it falls, and Gomes will go to the line. So Gomes got the pass right under the hoop from Alicia Flatten as Gomes wipes off the bottom of the tennies. Get the dust off of there so she doesn't slip around, I guess, on this free throw. Get the feet planted very solidly. Gomes on the way, very high, and it's off the rim, and it's no good. And Lavea with another rebound to Stillwell. Left side, Etchell. Etchell brings it up, and now she slows it down. She holds down the fingers, holding down four pointed toward the floor. Indoors. Uh-oh. Lavea's got it, blocked by Flatten. Lavea with another one off the glass. Way too much glass. 14:28 to go. Flatten now after the Penguins haul it down. Janish with the rebound. Flatten backs up between the circles. Janish right side. Thinking about it. Back to Flatten, who just missed a big three ball. 14:20 to go. Fans, Janish thinks about it. One bouncer. Uh-oh, almost threw it away. Baskerville's got it down low, but she's got trouble. Janish fires it indoors to Raquel. Gomes now with a 360 spin move. Thinking about it. Eight on the shot clock. Outside Baskerville with the head fake. Five on the shot. Baskerville drives in. Air ball out of bounds. Whistle. Unforced air. The Penguins were just pushing it there as they only had 3 or 4 seconds left on the shot clock and couldn't get any rim. Inside of 14, fans. Penguins by 8. 14-6 in the first half. Halftime extravaganza coming up with all of the statistics as usual. Three ball on the way. Lavea deep. Hauled back down now by Heck, and Heck puts it away. Heck is right there. Every time I look up, Heck is standing there right where the ball is. Sean O'Brien getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Oh, Baskerville heaves it down the court, intended for Gomes, but it goes out of bounds. A big, long kickoff that went out the sideline. So the Urban Knights will get it at the 40. 13:27 to go, 14-8. Urban Knights won't get it at the 40. They'll get it on the sideline, though. And they bring it up. Stillwell now holds up the left hand, holds up the reverse C. I guess that would be the forward C. If you're watching this in a mirror, it'd be a reverse C. Now, oh, driving it in now was Etchell. Etchell gets fouled on the way. And the second team foul comes, check it, third team foul? I know it was called against Janish. That's her second. Third team foul. Urban Knights have committed two. Inbounds now right under the hoop. Urban Knights have got it. They're working the wheel outside Etchell. Etchell now holds down his four fingers again. See if this worked. Last time it worked. Etchell now goes up against Janish with a head fake. She gets it down low to Heck. Heck back out to Etchell. See, they'll do it again. Etchell drives in past Gomes. Oh, Gomes was leaning left, and Etchell passed her on the right. Gomes couldn't switch. 14-10. Penguins with 4 points against them unanswered. And the Penguins work the zigzag. They get it in there to Bryant, who could not score. And the Urban Knights made him pay. Uh-oh, and now it's 4-on-1, and the Penguins better slow things down. Yeah, they do. Taki Tokoi was all alone with four Urban Knights in her face, so she had to slow things down. She gets it left side. Janish, three ball on the way, very high. Oh, man, that was so high. Comes off the rim and hits the wire holding the standard. It holds the backboard in place. 14-12 as the Urban Knights have made a gigantic comeback. 14-6 a minute ago. 12:21 to go. Stillwell now to bring it up left side. Urban Knights are just starting to catch a groove, and Stillwell throws it away. Flatten's got it now. Flatten's got 3-on-2. Flatten left side. She'll just work it and let the rest of the Penguins catch up to her. Three ball on the way. Flatten. Oh, Flatten a little bit deep. Tipped out now by Gomes, but it's picked up by Allie Tyson Tafu, and she goes left side to Stillwell. Tafu bounced it down as Brianna Chambers has called a timeout, and rightfully so. Chambers has got 8 points unanswered for the Urban Knights. And now it's 14 up with 11:56 to go. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We're broadcasting worldwide. We're not in conference play, fans, but starting Thursday night, we will be in the conference. Conference outright. We'll have a CalPAC doubleheader right here at the Conlin Center. Penguin women will be taking on Bethany at 5:30. That is December 11th, Thursday evening. And then the back half of that CalPAC doubleheader will tip off at 7:30 as the Penguin men, under head coach Brett Tavani, will be taking on, as you might imagine, Bethany's men, the Bethany Bruins, in the Conlin Center. The start of CalPAC conference play. And you'll hear it right here live on radio.dominican.edu. 11:55 to go, fans. The Penguins will bring it in. And they do. And Tokoi flings it in to Flatten, who brings it right across the circles. And Tokoi with a head fake out to Flatten. Flatten opened up the game with two big three balls, and now Gomes for two ball on the right side. It just trickles out as Shauna Bryant couldn't pull that one down. The freshman, Bryant, at 5'10". And Stillwell comes down with it. Stillwell takes it the distance and buries it two ball. Stillwell now playing some tremendous defense. That's the second time I've called tremendous defense on Stillwell. Stillwell, the top scorer, is also a great defensive player. Now Janish has got it on the left side. Bryant sets up the screen. Janish flings it back to Flatten, who gets it back down low to Gomes. Over to the right side. Tokoi on the way. Two ball. Tokoi from the right corner, but not out in three ball distance. 16 up. 11 minutes exactly, fans. Game being broadcast worldwide on Penguin Radio. 10:50 to go now. And with some nice patience, the Urban Knights just waiting for a shot to open up. 11 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Arika Navy has come in for the Urban Knights. She gets it off to Etchell, right side, four shots. Stillwell thinking about it on the way. Stillwell's blocked to death. Gomes comes down with it after the air ball. I guess it was blocked, so it's not really an air ball. 16 up, 10 and a half to go. And here's Flatten over to the right. Janish with a little foot fake. She heaves it across the court on the way. Tokoi, three ball. Oh! Tokoi buries a tray ball. 19-16. We're coming up on 10 minutes, fans. Penguins are back on top now. They led by as many as eight. Subsequent to that, they were trailing by two. Urban Knights are tough. Now a long three ball goes off by Etchell. She gets her own rebound from between the circles. It tipped out, and Etchell ends up with it. Here's Stillwell. Now she's thinking three. So aggressive, the Urban Knights. I like this. The way they're playing. They get it over to Vanessa Wilkins, who's come in. She fires a deuce, nothing. Flipped out by Gomes. And they give it back to the Penguins. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center, moving from our right to left. Kaserina Hofoka has come in for the Penguins in place of Gomes. Baskerville is back in there in place of Flatten. 9:49 to go. Penguins by three. Penguins on offense now as more people pouring into the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. Janish now right side. She flings it into the corner. She's got Baskerville. Baskerville's got a lot of defense. They get it down low to Hofoka. No. Back up Bryant. Off the glass. Shauna Bryant buries a two ball and puts the Penguins back up by five now. Ball's off the rim as Etchell went for it. I think that was Etchell. I'm not sure which one of the Urban Knights got that off. I think it was Etchell. Did I mention I thought it was Etchell? I'm not sure who it was. 9:22 to go. Penguins by five. Penguins have committed four team fouls while the Urban Knights have only committed two. Knights are going to bring in Kawila Lavea. She's coming back. Lavea, the 6-foot-1er out of Waikoloa. And she was tough on the Penguins the first 5 minutes of play with the rebounding. 9:20 to go as the clock rolls. Penguins on offense now. 21-16. Janish to bring it up. And Kelsey gets it off to the right side of Tokoi. Tokoi thinking about it. Softly indoors to Hofoka. Off the bottom of the backboard. Loose ball. Everybody's chasing it now. Picked up by Caprice Hall, and Hall flips it off in the last second to Allie Tyson Tafu. Tafu came over from Menlo College. Good basketball program there. Uh-oh, and now stolen away by Tafu, and she's all alone right side. Easy layup, Tafu. Scores the last 4 points for the Penguins as Brianna Chambers calls a timeout. 8:42 to go. Now the Penguins only by one. Every time the Penguins start to pull away, Urban Knights are right there, back in the Penguins' face. This timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taqueria down there at the Montecito Plaza. Next time you're in Puentes, say hey to Bobby. Tell him you heard all about it on Penguin Radio. Best burritos in town, Puentes Taqueria, also brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live. Love where you live. Find them online. FHAllen.com. We're back underway. 8:42 to go. Penguins only by one now as Janish brings it up. Janish and Baskerville in the backcourt. Janish now drifts over to the right side. She's being guarded very closely by the 5'6" junior, Caprice Hall. Get it down low. Back to Hafoka. Off the bottom of the backboard again. That's two in a row off the bottom of the board. And Hafoka's getting slammed around something terrible down there playing low. Hafoka's got zeroed in on the bottom of the backboard. That's not good. She'll go to the line. 8:27 to go. The Penguins by one. Shout out to the Urban Knights fans listening worldwide. Hafoka now, the backspin. She's really bouncing around there. She gets this one perfectly. Nice job by Hafoka to convert. Stillwell to come back in place of Heck. Hafoka back to the line now. Hafoka, one of the stars on the volleyball team, too. Hafoka bounces it 4 or 5 times. Bends the knees. Backspin on the way. Horseshoe back at her. Taken down by Tafu. She flips it off to Stillwell. Penguins by 2, 22-20. Stillwell slows things down. Great patience. Over to Hall. Now they get in the corner. They heave it back across the way. Back over to Arika Navy, who goes 3-ball no. And the Penguins come down with a rebound. Brittany Rollins come in for Brianna Chambers, and she gets the rebound. Flips it to Janish. Now rolling on the right wing. Way out there. Too far out to shoot. 22-28 minutes exactly, fans, in the first half. Uh-oh. And now it's like the Penguins, Brittany Rollins, threw it away. Rollins out of Seattle, a 5'5" freshman. And she threw it away. Her first minutes on Penguin Radio. So Stillwell, after she got a rebound there, after she got the rebound, Brittany Rollins chucked the ball away. That's not good. When you get on the radio, you want to do something nice. Now a big 3-ball goes up by Caprice Hall. Does not go. Penguins down with it after Baskerville with the rebound. 7.5 to go. 22-20. Baskerville, right side. Janish, 3-ball on the way. Oh, Janish, I thought she had it. Taken down by Hafoka. Bottom of the backboard. 3 in a row. I mean, Hafoka's got to work on getting the ball outside of the backboard. Of course, the last one was a foul, where she converted 1 of 2 free throws. So I can't really blame her for that one. But the one before that and the one after that both hit the bottom of the backboard. Fouled this time is Shauna Bryant. She misses the first one as she goes to the line. And the substitutions are coming in. Etchell's coming back. Vanessa Wilkins, a 5'7" freshman out of Gilroy, is coming in for the Urban Knights. Shauna Bryant back to the line. She wears number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. Stretch on the way. Missed this one a mile right. Stillwell hauls it down. 7:19 to go, and the clock rolls. Hall now, left side, Stillwell on the wing. She's being guarded very closely by Roland. Back outside Hall. They work it down to the line. Oh, a little bit deep on the 3-ball. Bryant with a rebound. 7 minutes exactly now. Janish to bring it up. Left elbow, Janish. Janish being guarded very closely by Etchell. Janish has got it now in the left corner. Janish flings it back to the top. Here's Flatten, drives in. Flatten throws it away again. Oh, Flatten then gets it right back after Stillwell came down with it. Flatten chucked it away. Stillwell got in the way of it. And Flatten going after it got tied up with Stillwell and LaVea. As Gomes and Tokoy are getting ready to come back in, and they do in place of Bryant and Tafoka. 6:46 to go. Penguins by 2. Both teams with 5 team fouls. And we're back underway. 6:42 in the clock rolls. Stillwell now gets it over to the left side. Tipped out by Gomes. Gomes, though, can't get in the way of it. And LaVea comes up with it. Back over to Stillwell now. Over to Etchell. Stillwell, left side, thinking 3. Works it down low. LaVea, turnaround jumper. Gomes in her face. Foul. Gomes with the palms to the ceiling. Gomes didn't like the call. Well, they call the foul against. Well,
is that against Gomes?
Okay, they did call it against Gomes. Had to be against Gomes. First free throw now by Kawila LaVea is no good. Missed it left side. It came back out at LaVea on the way with backspin. This one's very short. LaVea's, I think she's 0 for 4 now. from the line to check that. 6:23 to go, and on the rebound, a whistle. Foul's called against Tokoi with 6:23 to go. And Vanessa Wilkins fans, goes to the line, and she nails the first one. 5'7" freshman is Wilkins. Wilkins on the way, and this one rolls out. And Tokoi now gets tied up. The turnaround jumper, nothing. Scrum. Everybody's going after it. Wilkins came down with it. Oh, it's tipped out and stolen by Flatten all alone. Flatten goes left side of the layup off the glass, and Alicia Flatten fan steals it and goes the distance. And the Penguins are up by 3, 24-21. We're coming up on 6 minutes as Stillwell backs up. Boy, it's a good game. Boy, both teams are just about the same level, and both teams are playing very well. Oh, and now Flatten steals it away again. Flatten ends up on her back, flings it out to Janish in the backcourt. Penguins are going to slow it down. Flatten with two great steals. Now they work it up top. Oh, man. As Tokoi went up left side, she was fouled on the way. Timeout has been called by the Urban Knights. 24-21. 5:44 to go. You're listening to Lady Penguin Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, where we bring you tremendous student programming, Penguin style, right here from the campus each semester. A whole new group of student shows getting ready to come to you in February. This semester's group of shows is over. Although the All-Pro Sports Show is going to continue through the break with Mr. Jock and Jed Jackson. Speaking of Jed Jackson, he's my normal partner on these broadcasts, but Jed's a little bit, he's got a little laryngitis or something because he's here. He stopped by and talked to me before the broadcast. And my voice is a little rough too, but Jed's is worse. So I'm going solo with you tonight. 24-21, 5:44. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. 9 seasons of DU basketball. We're not even close to stopping. Just getting going. DU basketball. Women only tonight. Conference tips off Thursday night. Inbounds. Right under the hoop. Gomes has got it for the Penguins. Baskerville flings it down low. Flatten. Flatten out on the wing. Flatten drives in herself. Oh, Flatten a little bit deep. Hauled down by Lavea as the crowd lets out a huge gasp. That one was deep, though. It's just too flat for Flatten. And it's like a foul committed by one of the Penguins. And that is going to send Lavea to the line. Lavea, the 6'1" sophomore, has been very troublesome for the Penguins tonight. She goes to the line, has the right foot toed to the line, right foot center cut, and she gets this one to fall. So Lavea was very short last time at the line, but this time, perfection. Brittany Rowland getting ready to come in for the Penguins as Lavea goes back to the line. Penguins by two now with 5:32 to go. Lavea back to the line for her second free throw. This one is good. It was a little bit short, but it ended up falling anyway. So a nice kick for Lavea. Penguins only by one now as we come up on 5:32 to be exact in the first half of tonight's matchup. Urban Knights in the house from the Academy of Art University. So across the timeline now is Alicia Flatten. She gets it to Baskerville. Now between the circles is Roland. Roland deeks left, goes right, 180, flips it back to the top, Bryant. Bryant over the top, here's Gomes, three ball on the way. She has all day to look at it. Oh, Gomes! Gomes hits a big tray ball, 27-23, 5 minutes exactly, fans. Raquel Gomes joined the team last year and has not looked back. Super player. Here's Stillwell, right side. Stillwell. She can't take a shot at the Penguins defense. They're kind of double teaming Stillwell, being the top scorer. Stillwell now with a soft jumper. Can't get it to go, but another rebound for Lavea. Back to Stillwell. Stillwell now fakes, deeks, off the glass, nothing. Can't get it to fall. 27-23. Stillwell go to the line. Foul is called against Brittany Rowland, the 5'5" freshman, Rowland. Chambers doesn't like that. Penguins by four with 4:37 to go. Penguins can't keep the momentum going. Penguins led by eight early in this half. Stillwell the line, perfect. Well, she's got a stroke on her. That Stillwell's a shooter. Here comes Lorraine Etchell, the 5'8" freshman out of Healdsburg. Oh, no, she was already in there. She didn't get subbed. She was just back talking to the coach. 4:37 to go, and the clock rolls. And the Penguins bring it in, and Academy of Art is putting on the full court pressure. Penguins by two. Here's Flatten. Flatten now softly to the middle. What a Roland. Roland throws it away. Roland was looking for Baskerville out on the left corner as the ball ends up under the grandstands. One of the fans dug it out. 27-25. Keep that ball going. I don't know if that has dust bunnies on it. 4:26 to go. The ball went out of bounds, kicked off the wall, went right underneath the grandstands. The fan sitting all over. Oh, now it's Roland who tips it away. And Flatten ends up with it. 4:14 to go. Penguins pick up the unforced error. Uh-oh, and this one's just heaved up there by Bryant. Bryant went 180, and Stillwell comes down with it. Stillwell all alone. Stillwell off the glass. No, she actually missed one. Stillwell. Etchell comes down with it, throws it back up, and she's fouled. And that's a ninth team foul committed by the Penguins. So in the foul department, the Urban Knights have been very quiet for the past 10 minutes. 4:02 to go. Etchell to the line. Etchell toes the line. Pulls the left foot back a little bit. Bit of an open stance. She's got the right toe right in the middle of the line. And right on the line as Tofoka gets ready, or Hafoka gets ready to come back in. And she makes this one on the free throw, does Etchell. So Kaserina Hafoka has come back in. Hafoka, the 6'2" freshman out of San Mateo. A big rebounding hope for the Penguins. The Penguins need it up against LaVea. It seems like she's hauling everything down, and LaVea's in there again. And here goes, Flatten attacking the hoop. The Penguins come down with it. Back out left side, rolling back over to Flatten. Flatten now is going to take it. She goes softly to Baskerville between the circles with 18 on the shot. Baskerville drives in right side, takes a big body shot up against Tafu. Softly, Gomes goes to Hafoka! And Kaserina buries a deuce, 29-27. That's big for the Penguins. 33-20 to go. Man. And here is Stillwell. Stillwell calling out the play. Stillwell goes left side to LaVea. LaVea with a head fake. Hands it off to Etchell. Etchell now back over to Stillwell. Stillwell's got a lot of minutes in the first half. I don't know if she's getting tired. She hasn't seen it. 3 minutes to go. Etchell. 7 on the shot. Etchell drives in against Gomes. Steals it away. Gomes just said thank you. Just pulled it right out of her hands. It's Raquel now. Makes her way back down the court. Softly, here comes Alicia Flatten. We're inside of 3 minutes, fans. Baskerville calls out the play. Baskerville on the right wing. Baskerville goes baseline. Back outside on the way. Rolling. 3-ball deep. Taken down by Etchell, the 5'8" freshman. Etchell now brings it up herself. And it's tipped out off of Brittany Rowland. Rowland with some pretty huge defense there. And it ends up in the Penguin bench, 2:33 to go. Etchell to bring it over. She's right in front of Coach Chambers. Flips it over to Stillwell from the sideline. Penguins by two. Inside of 2.5 now. Etchell back over to Stillwell. Stillwell holds up the right hand, indicating the play. Stillwell with a big screen. Flips it back off to Wilkins, who set up the screen, and Wilkins buries a deuce from the left wing and ties the game. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. 2:10 to go. 29 up. First half. We'll have all the stats during our halftime extravaganza, as usual. Here is Kaserina Foka. She gets it back to Gomes, who's between the circles. Gomes now fakes right, goes left. Hafoka tips out of bounds. Gomes threw it to Hafoka's left. Hafoka spun 180, and it went out. Penguins will be on defense. We're inside of 2 minutes, fans. Inside of two. On radio.dominican.edu. Here's Stillwell now. She'll bring it up. Sandra Stillwell, the 5'5" junior out of Reading. Transfer from Shasta Community College. She gets into the left corner. Uh-oh. And I think Baskerville's going to be called on this one. Well, the Penguins have just been too aggressive. Yeah. Foul's called against Michaela Baskerville, the 5'6" junior. She's out of Alameda, second year with the Penguins. Great player, Baskerville. knocking away is Wilkins, and she knocks that one home and puts the Urban Knights up by one. And it's not on the board. Sorry, Ivan Tosh has not put that on.
Hey, isn't it 30-29?
All right, 1:36 to go. The score has not come up on the board. One and a half to go. Ryan Trammell's working the scoreboard tonight. Oh, there we go. All right. 1:30 to go, fans. Trammell, one of the stars on the men's basketball team. He's still getting his chops, though, on the scoreboard. Okay, Penguins now on offense. Here's Gomes. Gomes goes left side. Gomes goes right. Fakes left. Throws it away. Nope, Hofoka's got it. Oh, and Kiss Arena buries it. Penguins up by one. Coming up on 1 minute. Now go to the right side very quickly is Heck. Stillwell's got it. Coming up on 1 minute, Heck. With a head fake. Right in front of the coach. Top of the key now goes to Fu. She goes left side. Tipped out by a very aggressive Kelsey Janish. Janish out of Nevada at 5'8". She's a junior. And we're inside of 1 minute. The Penguins by one. Jackie Heck to bring it in. She's a 5'6" junior is Heck. She gets it to Stillwell. 16 on the shot clock. Heck thinking three ball. Oh, boy, she had a clean look, but she didn't take it. Tafu on the way for three. No. Penguins down with it. No. A whistle. Penguins are in the double bonus. That is, they've committed more than at least 10 team fouls. But this one is called against the Urban Knights. Allie Tyson Tafu, the 5'8". I guess she's a junior because it's unclear here on the roster. She's out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Hofoka to the line. Case Arena, the 6'2" freshman. Three or four bounces. Very softly on the way. Oh, this one's short. And it's hauled down. Oh, Gomes pulls it down. 45 seconds to go. Oh, and a 360 off the rim by Janish does not go. And guess who pulled it down for the Urban Knights? That's right. Kawila Levea pulls it down. Stillwell brings it up. 19 on the shot, 30 overhead. Left side, working the wheel. Here's Tafu. She gets it indoors to Levea. Goes up, no. Oh, man, and the Penguins can't get the rebound. Now a long jumper by Heck. Pulled down, no. Stillwell with the rebound. Stillwell goes up, no. Three shots on goal. Oh, and it's Hofoka. Hofoka going after the ball. Pushed up against little old Vanessa Williams. Hofoka shoved her out of bounds. 31-30 with 13.8 seconds to go. And they call the foul against the Urban Knights. So Case Arena will go to the line with a chance to put the Penguins up by three should she make both. The eighth team foul committed by the Urban Knights. And this one does go. Uh-huh. Hofoka turned away as if she only got one freebie, but in fact she gets a deuce. So Jackie Heck has re-entered the game in place of Vanessa Wilkins. Hofoka goes back to the line, not realizing she got the second one on the way. Yes, 33-30, Penguins on top. Stillwell brings it up with 12 seconds. Stillwell across the line. She slows things down. 30 on the shot clock, so that's not going to come into play. It's a big, long three ball. Are you kidding? By Jackie Heck. Buries the tray to tie it, and that's the end of the first half on the way. Oh, man, right off the rim was Janish looking for the big, long tray ball for midcourt. So at the end of the first half, fans, the game is tied. Both teams playing very well. Excellent night of basketball here at the Conlin Center. So I'll be back in about, let's see. About 7 or 8 minutes, I suspect, before the end of the halftime, one would guess, with the halftime extravaganza, with all the stats, everything you need to know. And you'll hear it right here. 33 apiece. Radio.Dominican.edu. Halftime extravaganza here at the Conlin Center in the first half for the visiting Academy of Art Urban Knights. Sandra Stiltwell played just under 20. I mean 19 plus. She was 3 for 8 from the field, 0 for 2 outside. 2 for 2 from the line. And a total of 4 rebounds. 1 offensive and 3 defensive. Capri Saul was 0 for 1 indoors, 0 for 1 outside. These are the starters, of course. And played just under 11 minutes. Jackie Heck, 2 for 7 from the field, 1 for 3 outside. Let's see. She had 1 rebound, is all for Heck. However, Kawila Levea was 1 for 4 from the floor. Didn't try anything outside, but she had 7 rebounds. That's where that really hurt the Penguins. And then Lorraine Etchell, 1 for 2 inside, 0 for 1 outside, 4 for 4 from the line. 5 rebounds for the Penguins. Raquel Gumbs, 17-plus minutes, was 3 for 5 indoors, 1 for 1 outside. She had 4 rebounds. Alicia Flatten was 3 for 6. Opening those first two was big. 3 for 6 on the floor, 2 for 4 outside. 2 rebounds. Kelsey Janish, 2 for 7. Had 3 rebounds. Pretty good. Michaela Baskerville was 0 for 1 from the floor. She didn't try anything outside. She did have... she only had 1 rebound? It seemed like Baskerville got in there for more than that. And Taki Takoi was 2 for 4. 1 for 1 outside. Takoi pulled down no rebounds. We're just a few seconds away now from second half action. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. We're the official radio station here at DU, Dominican University of California. Calling the game live from the Conlin Center. Penguins are welcoming in the Urban Knights. Academy of Art University. And we are about ready to get second half underway. Urban Knights are going to have it. They have it in the backcourt. And here is Stillwell out on the right wing. Alright, that concludes our halftime extravaganza. And the clock rolls, 33 up, fans, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. I mean, that's sort of an exciting component to this broadcast. At the end of the first half, both teams are tied. Oh, man! And now a soft jumper by Caprice Hall. And that was an incredibly athletic play by Hall. Takoi now has got it after... after Flatten heaves it the length of the court, now Flatten's got it between the circles. We're inside of 19.5, fans. 35-33, Penguins are trailing as Janish has got it on the left wing. She goes top of the key to Takoi. Takoi now with a head fake, gets it down low after hitting Baskerville. And Janish from the line gets fouled, though she can't get the ball to drop. 19-10 to go. Penguins trail by 2. And Janish will have an opportunity to tie the game with 2. See if she can get these freebies to fall. And the first one does go down. Total free throw percentage for the Penguins is not good in the first half. They were 3 for 8, 37.5. Second one goes down, 35 up, 19:04 to go. And the Penguins are on defense now. Both teams have switched sides. As usual, Hall now, after that tremendously athletic two ball a minute ago, just missed a long three ball, very short. And Raquel Gomes pulls down the rebound. Penguins transition nicely to the other end, and Baskerville cans a deuce. 18:42 to go. Penguins by 2, 37-35. After Caprice Hall came out, opened things up in the second half with just a great jumper, just a floating scissor legs, but not too much. Perfectly balanced jumper. And the Penguins haul this one down as Stillwell cannot get it to go from the top of the key. So Baskerville now goes back to the top. Over to Janish with a nice fake. Janish Great fake over to Baskerville in the left corner. Back to the top. Flatten with eight on the shot. Here's Gomes thinking about it. Low bounce pass indoors to Coy. Oh, to Coy throws it away. Stillwell comes up with it. 18 minutes exactly. Stillwell fakes. Left goes right. Oh, it's stolen away, and both teams fall on it as Flatten ends up on top of Stillwell. Penguins by two inside of 18 minutes. And on the possession arrow, the DUs will get it. And the Penguins can't get the ball in bounds. Oh, boy. And they just barely get it. They only get 5 seconds. And they just barely get that thing in there. So bringing it up now is Alicia Flatten with 17:51 to go. Flatten's got Hall all over. Hall is pretty good defense, but boy, the way she opened up the second half, just Jordan-esque. Penguins now on offense, and here's a big, long three ball thrown up there by Janish. Can't get it, tipped out by Gomes. After Heck pulled it down. And now a foul is called. No, maybe a travel. Very demonstrative signal. Oh, some sort of an offensive foul has been called against the Urban Knights. They've committed two here in the second half. Here's Alicia Flatten. She wants to bring it up. And she, again, is being defended by Caprice Hall. Well, she flips it over to the top. Here's Janish. Janish has got it. Janish is looking for a DU somewhere. Janish goes back, goes left, goes right. Oh, they get it downloaded to Coy all alone. To Coy off the glass. Oh, she missed it. And it's hauled down by the Urban Knights. Jackie Heck pulls it down over to Stillwell across the line, diagonally. Now LaVea goes up, two ball a little bit too deep, and Heck pulls it in. But Heck stepped on the line. The heck of a trot. 37-35 inside of 17 fans. Penguins bring it in, and now the Urban Knights are putting that full court heat on the Penguins now just about every time. A good fake move there by Alicia Flatten. Flatten brings it up. Flatten's always working against that injury on her right knee. It seems like every game Flatten goes out with some sort of a big hit against her. She's got the left knee bandaged up or some sort of a brace on it or something. Tonight, no bandages, no nothing on the right knee. That's the bad one. Janish to the line, and she cans the first freebie. Janish is a 5'8 junior. She's out of Novato, just up the street. Gomes back to the bench as Shelly Clermanco has entered the game for the Penguins for the first time tonight. I'm not sure why Clermanco has waited the second half. Clermanco wears a brace on her left knee and her right ankle. Maybe something like that, like a high ankle sprain. I'm not sure. Clermanco's in there for the first time tonight. 39-35 DUs. We're inside of 16 and a half. Stillwell goes left elbow. A long two ball, about 18 feet. Can't get it to go. Flips out and the Penguins down it. Flatten brings it up. She backs up between the circles. She's being guarded very closely by Tafu. Top of the key, Tokoi. Head fit. Tokoi doesn't know what to do with it. Here goes a three ball by Flatten. Missed way left. And tremendously way out there. She missed air ball. Flatten missed it so far left that Clermanco tried to time it off the rim, but there was no rim from which to time it. 39-35, so Clemenko stepped out of bounds trying to save it. Penguins on defense now. Urban Knights attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Off to our left from the opulent broadcasting area. Stillwell drives in. Stillwell puts her body on the line up against Flat and ends up on the floor. Stillwell get to go to the line for two. That's a first-team foul committed by the Penguins. 39-35, 15:57 to go on DU Radio. Sandra Stillwell, the 5'5 junior, on the way. Boy, the net just barely moved as that one was such a tremendous swish. So perfectly placed. The net barely rustled. And this one, not so good. Bounces around and goes out. 39-36, Stillwell one for two there. In the first half, Stillwell was two for two for the free throw line. Penguins now on offense from the left elbow. Baskerville goes up with it. Baskerville too much glass. Tokoi with the put back. 41-36, D's by five. 15-34 and a whistle.
A whistle in the backcourt off to our right.
Penguin cheerleaders getting a little help tonight. 15:30 to go, 41-36. Caprice Hall now between the circles. Oh, tipped out by Klermenko. Loose ball. Klermenko throws it up. Takoy chasing it down. Oh, Takoy hits the deck. And who are they going to call it on? It's Baskerville. Yeah, Baskerville with a heads-up play. Baskerville got into it after Takoy threw herself down on the floor to save that one. Baskerville then backed up, had the presence of mind to back up a step or two. And the ball went out of bounds. They called it out off the Urban Ice. So Flatten will have it right under the hoop. Now there's an official timeout. And they're discussing something here at the press row. The official had to go talk to Ryan Trammell. Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Uh-oh, now Baskerville throws it away and it goes out of bounds. And they give it back to the Urban Knights. Baskerville was looking for Klermenko down low. And Klermenko wasn't there. So it goes out of bounds, and Stillwell's got... Oh, Stillwell took a couple steps there, but they let her get away with it. Caprice Hall's got it now between the circles over to Lavea, and Lavea gets bumped by Shelly Klermenko. And Klermenko's going to get rung up, and she does. And it is. 41-36 inside of 15 minutes to go, fans. Stillwell now goes left side over to Etchell on the way. Etchell air ball. Down with it. Oh, Baskerville had it. And they give it back to the Penguins. Baskerville came down with it as Allie Tyson Tafu came down, knocked it away from her, but it went out of bounds. Off the end line. So the Penguins will have the ball on the inbounds. They've got 5 seconds with which to work. Oh! And now they just fling it in and hope one of the Penguins gets under it. Flatten does get under it. And here's Klermenko off the glass. And Klermenko picks up the foul and the deuce as Lavea got an elbow in there. Lavea out of Waikolo is a 6'1", is just everywhere. Lavea has been just a total headache for the Penguins tonight. Timeout's been called by the Urban Knights. So while Lavea has been trouble for the Penguins tonight, that time she caused a little trouble for herself and her team because she caused the foul against Shelly Klermenko, and Klermenko converted the deuce. And when we come back from the timeout, Shelly Klermenko will go to the line. This timeout is brought to you by the Mechanics Bank. Stop by the 4th Street office in San Rafael at 9044. Mechanics Bank, proud supporters of DU Athletics. Right here at the Conlon Center, 100 years strong, the Mechanics Bank. Find them online at www.mechbank.com. No hyphens, no spaces. mechbank.com, Mechanics Bank. Also brought to you by Gelati Brothers Contractors in San Rafael since 1914. Gelati Brothers is everywhere. By the time they fix the freeways around here, they call Gelati Brothers. And with good reason, I guess, since 1914, they must be doing something right. Gelati Brothers, right here in San Rafael. All right, fans, here we go. 14:39 to go. 43-36, DU's. Penguins by 7, led by as many as 8 in the first half. Shelly to the line to make it 8. On the way. Oh, and it rattles home. Klermenko with a great 3-point play. So the greatest margin, 8 points, and that's where the Penguins sit right now. The last time the Penguins had it at 8, the Urban Knights came barreling back, and now the Penguins are back on defense. Hall's got it. Oh, Hall found the gap. Hall goes all alone, too much glass. Down with it, Alicia Flatten. Oh, Hall had the clean look. All the Penguins split, broke away, and couldn't get anything to work. They weren't even looking at Hall as it's tipped out now off of Stillwell. And Hall found the seam, but she couldn't make the bucket. The Penguins got lucky on that one. As Hall was with the clean look. All right, here's Janish now. She's got it on the inbounds. 14:04 to go. Tipped out now by LeVay. LeVay from the Big Island. Transferred over from University of Hawaii. 14:01 to go. Flatten will have it on the short side. It's Raquel Gomes, a re-enter in place of Shelly Klermenko's short appearance. Good job by Klermenko. Klermenko with the bucket and one. And pretty good stuff out of Shelly. Left side now is Gomes. Gomes with a head fake. Goes over to the left side now to Coy. Back indoors. Gomes down low. Two bounces. Turn around. 180. Up under LeVea. Too much. Oh, gets her own rebound. Back off the glass. Another one. Gomes with two of them deep from about 3 feet. 13:43 to go. Here goes Stillwell with a low bounce pass. Pass intended for Hall. But instead, Flatten gets in the way of it. Flatten now has it tipped away by LeVea. Now it's 2-on-2. Now it's 3-on-2. Here's a shot by LeVea, right side. Good play by LeVea. 13:26 to go, 44-38. Good job by LeVea there to can that one. It's 3-on-2. LeVea of the two. Here is Baskerville for two, a little bit short. LeVea now the rebound. 13:11 to go. Stillwell's got it. She goes left side. Hall. Hall against Flatten. Hall on the way. Hall short. And LeVea comes in. No, that was Tafu comes in, tries to get the rebound, ends up climbing up the back of Raquel Gomes. Gomes was right under it. Tafu got all over. And they give the ball to the Penguins. As LeVea go back to the bench, and in her place is Wilkins. She'll re-enter. Wilkins a 5'7 freshman, so they're trading 6'1 for 5'7. 44-38. DU's. Uh-oh, inbounds. Stolen away. Stillwell's got it. 4-on-2. Here's Hall. 3-ball on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. Hall gets her own rebound. The long shot produces the long rebound. As Bill Tressler used to say, 12:50 to go. Here's Stillwell on the left wing. Stillwell drifts over. Picks up the screen. Low bounce pass. Back over to Wilkins on the way. Oh, a little bit long. Wilkins couldn't get it to fall, but she did pick up a whistle. I think. It might have been on Tacoy. And, in fact, it was on Tacoy, and Wilkins will go to the line. Shelly Klermenko is getting ready to re-enter the game, along with Bryant. Shauna Bryant, who we heard from in the first half. This one goes down. Wilkins good. And here come Klermenko and Bryant in place of Baskerville and Gomes. 12:44 to go. So the Urban Knights won't let the Penguins run away with anything. Tipped out. Now after the second one's missed. Oh, and it's muffed. Janish comes down with it. Janish slows things down. Gives it to Klermenko. Back over to Janish to bring it across. Oh, here's Bryant all alone on the right side off the glass. And she walks with it. That's a first travel called all night. Bryant doesn't look. Give a look to the bench. Like she didn't believe that one. Bryant was all alone. Had a pretty clean moment. But then everything collapsed on her. Penguins by five. The Penguins are now on defense. 44-39, 12:25 to go. Uh-oh, a big long two ball by Vanessa Wilkins goes down from the right elbow, and all of a sudden, here come the Urban Knights again. Every time the Penguins make a move, the Urban Knights are just back at them. Here's Janish with the runner, left side off the baseline. Janish ends up on her back, slapping her hands together, and the foul is called against 31, Lorraine Etchell. Etchell out of Healdsburg, a 5'8 freshman. And Janish will go to the line. 12:12 to go. Penguins by three. And that one's deep. And as you might imagine, it's not good. When it's deep, it's generally not good. Jackie Heck has re-entered in Arica Navy also. Navy had a... Let's see. What did Navy have in the first half? 4 minutes. This one's missed. Ofer on the deuce at the line from Janish. And down with it come the Urban Knights. Oh, tipped out by Klermenko, but a foul. The shot on goal was by Jackie Heck. Heck went in left side. And not only did they call her on the foul, but then the indication from the referee was he was slapping the side of his head. So she got her pretty good. So Jackie Heck to the line on the way, and that is a beauty. Well, Heck knocks home the first one. The place is filled up pretty nicely now. A lot of DU fans and a lot of DU students here. Heck now. Back to the line. Oh, rattles around, doesn't go. But the Penguins can't get the rebounds as Vanessa Wilkins hauls it in. Here's Stillwell. Penguins by two inside of 12. Stillwell now with a low bounce as it was out of bounds off of Shelly Klimenko. Stillwell did some good job there dribbling. Pass flat. Baskerville's coming place at Tokoi now. 44-42. 11:48 to go. Arica Navy now brings it into Stillwell. Stillwell's got flattened plaster to it. Flattened now, the unfortunate recipient of that screen. The screen set up by Heck, and she slammed into Heck and then hit the deck. Flattened, that is. Flattened was flattened by Heck. 44-42. 11:40 to go. Stillwell now. Still one of them. Urban Knights played some great work off of the screen. Oh, now there's... Oh, the block comes off on the shot clock violation after Stillwell went up with her. She was blocked by Janish. Then the shot clock. And Arica Navy then came up with the ball and tried to throw it up there, but not in time. An unforced error. And Stillwell and Flatten have left the floor. We're inside of 11.5 in. 11:28 to go as Janish is bringing it up. Janish now over to the right side. Baskerville's got it between the circles now. Baskerville top of the key. She goes right side. Oh, Janish going to have a clean look. Three ball on the way. Missed it. Very short. And Baskerville tried to save it as it fell out of bounds, but she could not do so. 11:06 to go. 44-42. Coming up on 11 minutes exactly. Penguins only leading this one by two. They've led by eight twice. Once in the first half, once in the second half. And Caprice Hall with another nice soft jumper, but can't get that one to fall. But her balance is just unmatched out here, though. Big long three ball thrown up by Brittany Rowland. Can't get it to go, but the put back by Shelly Klimenko goes down. Penguins by four. 10.5 to go. Here's Hall. Brings it up. Stillwell finally to the bench. Stillwell played all but 1 minute in the first half. She's finally taking a rest now. Still going to save her coming down the stretch. It should be a good stretch run here. Now Jackie Heck's got it on the left side. Heck, kick out. Navy on the way. In and out. Taken down by the Penguins. Here's Klimenko all alone. Klimenko had a muff on it, but she got it to fall. Oh, Klimenko, good bit of work there. She looked like she muffed it for an instant, but then was able to get the shot off. 48-42, 10 minutes exactly in this one. Three quarters of play behind us. Here we go. Here's Heck with a nice head fake. Oh, very high dribble on Heck, and that is a travel. There's no question about that as Kuala Levea has come back in. Levea in place of Arica Navy. 48-42. 8 seconds spun off there. 9:52 to go and the clock rolls. Here's Janish. Janish brings it up against Tafu. She goes to the right side now. Flings it over to Baskerville. Baskerville back to Janish now between the circles. Penguins just playing catch. Rowland's got it. Baskerville drives in right side. Baseline. Good. 50-42. All of a sudden, the Penguins get it back to 8. Third time tonight, they've gotten to the 8 mark, and then it seems that number 8 really kicks the Urban Knights back in gear. And just as I said that, Jackie Heck fires a big 3 ball from the left wing. Penguins get it to 8 again, and here come the Knights. In from the left side, right about the elbow, Janish gets fouled on the way. 9:09 to go. 50-45. Janish will go to the line. Janish had 0 attempts in the first half. And this one is no good. Very deep as Janish can't do anything with it. Hafoka has come back into the game. Case Arena is 6'2". The freshman in place of Klimenko. Janish will go back to the line now. See if she can get this one to fall. Penguins by 5, 9:09. On the way, yes. Good job there by Kelsey. Penguins by 6. Penguins have committed 14 fouls in the second half. Whereas The Urban Knights have only committed, let's see, only, shouldn't say only, they have committed seven. Now Caprice Hall gets it. There's a loose ball there for a second. In fact, the Penguins are going to pick it up easily. But Hall comes back up with it. Now Stillwell, who's re-entered the game after just a brief break. Stillwell goes right side. She goes up against Bryant. Bryant sticks an arm in there. And Bryant is called on it. So Bryant was right there. Stillwell. Bryant, I guess, hadn't come set. Shoved an arm in there. Picks up the foul. 15 foul committed by the Penguins. Stillwell now to get the Urban Knights within five, and she does. 51-46. .843, and both of them go, and the Penguins by four. And now the Penguins back on offense. Janish left side. Janish short. Hafoka comes down with it. No, that wasn't. That was actually Brittany Rowland, not Janish. Rowland's got the ball, and it's tipped out of bounds after Case Arena hauls it in. 51-47. DU's will have it on offense, and they bring it inbounds. 8.5 to go, fans. Women only tonight. That's why the 6 o'clock start. Generally speaking, on doubleheader nights, the women start at 5:30. This one's off the bottom of the backboard, but Hafoka comes down with it after Baskerville got slammed around, but no whistles. Down low to Hafoka off the glass. No, too much glass. Tipped out, and the rebound by Tafu. She gets it over to Stillwell, who with a nice foot fake. Stillwell goes up against Janish and picks up the foul, and Stillwell... Yep, she's going to go to the line. Stillwell can draw a foul, that's for sure. In the first half, Stillwell was 2-for-2 from the line. No, she won't go to the line. It was just a violation. Not sure what happened there. Not shooting, apparently. Here, the Urban Knights bring it on offense. Caprice Hall with a big, long three ball. Can't get it to go. It's down Hafoka. Penguins back on offense now. Moving from our left to right. 51-47. We're inside of 8 minutes, fans. Now Baskerville in the left corner. Baskerville goes down low. Bryant thinks about it. Stolen away. Stillwell with the defensive rejection. Left side now bringing up quickly as Heck. Heck off the glass. Oh, it doesn't go down. But Lavea comes down with it. And then she's fouled by Kisarina Foka. 51-47. 51-47. 7:33 to go. Both teams with 17 fouls now as Lavea will go to the line, the 6'1" sophomore. Raquel Gomes gets ready to re-enter the game along with Alicia Flatten. Here's Lavea on the way. Oh, and it bounces twice on the rim and goes. So Bryant and Brittany Rowland will head out as Gomes and Flatten have re-entered. And this one does not go down. Baskerville with the rebound. Baskerville comes out of the pile. Baskerville left side. Tries to get the bounce pass between the legs of Stillwell. And Stillwell is not going to allow that. Stillwell, the junior, is one of the top scorers for the Urban Knights, who play out of the PacWest Conference, by the way. Last night they lost to Bethany, who the Penguins open up the conference schedule with this Thursday. Here's Stillwell after Raquel Gomes threw it away. Stillwell with a soft jumper. No, gets her own rebound. Stillwell from the left side now goes three ball. Stillwell just tied the game. So the Penguins have been up by 8 three times, and all three times the Urban Knights have managed to come back and tie the game. All three times. These Urban Knights are playing very tough. Here's Gomes straight away. Top of the key. Oh, Gomes buries a deuce. That was big. 53-51 inside of seven. Stillwell now left side brings it up herself. Right on the free throw line. No, it doesn't fall. Baskerville rebound. Good job. Baskerville's been right in the perfect position the last two series. Here's Gomes left side. Oh, Gomes now nails that last one from the top of the key. This one on the runner from the left side. And a timeout has been called by Lindsay Yamasaki, your first-year coach for the Urban Knights. 55-51. We're at 6 minutes and 32 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's basketball brought to you Live worldwide on DU Radio, brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. By the way, the referees from the NAIA sent down Jeff Yamaoka, Bob Patchett, and Julie Dempsey. So I don't think they've been doing a poor job tonight at all. Calling this game, the end of the timeouts come. Clock rolls, 6:32 to go. Here's Stillwell, right side. Stillwell flips it off to Heck. Stillwell and Heck is a pretty good combo. Now they go back to the top of the key to Tafu. She gets it over into the corner. Caprice Hall's got it back over to Tafu. Now Heck. Now Hall. On the way. No, air ball. But put back up by Stillwell. No. Penguins can't come down with it. Again. Finally, it drops. And they're going to give that one to Tafu. 55-53. Oh, the Penguins overthrow it on the baseball pass to the other end of the floor. It went right through the fingertips of Shelly Klermenko. 55-53, and the Penguins didn't need that. That was an unforced turnover. They're trying to get the fast break in order. A real fast break, throwing it the length of the court. Here's a big, long three ball, goes off by Heck, and it's very short. Heck now has it after Tafu came down with it. Here's Stillwell. Not Tafu, Stillwell between the circles, 23 on the shot. 5:37 to go. 55-53 DUs. They work it down low, and they throw it away. Stillwell intended to hit Lavea. Lavea couldn't hold on to it. Penguins got it. Klermenko now. Air ball. Gome puts it back. No. Raquel out of bounds. And they give it back to the Penguins. Klermenko threw up the air ball, but Gomes was in the perfect position. Gomes knocked it back up there, but couldn't get it to drop. But it went out of bounds off of one of the Urban Knights. 55-53 at 5:23 to go. Lavea and Tafu are going to head out. Very quickly inbounds. Gomes gets it up. Can't get it to go. Gomes now at the turnaround after pulling down her own rebound and gets it to fall. Penguins by 4 and 5:15 to go. Stillwell. Right side. Stillwell goes left. Stillwell up against Klermenko. No. One of the Urban Knights went running after it. Vanessa Wilkins tried to punch it back in. I guess she did save it or something. They called it out off the DU. It was 57-53, 5:09 to go. Stillwell to bring it in. Stillwell looking for, she's only got five. Oh, boy, she didn't waste much time. No, she wastes a lot of time. She managed to get it. Oh, brother, here goes a big two ball. Goes off by Wilkins. Wilkins gets it to fall. 57-55. We're inside of 5 minutes, fans. Now here's Baskerville right side. The Penguins got to get it together here. Penguins got to do something good. Baskerville now throws it away. That's not good. Here's Etchell. Left side, she goes up against Janish. Janish picks up the foul, but Janish had to do it. Hoping that Etchell will miss a freebie. I mean, it's one-on-one. After the Penguins threw it away, Etchell had it one-on-one all alone. She goes left all the way down to the other end on the fast break and is fouled pretty flagrantly. Eighth team foul committed by the Penguins. Here's Etchell on the way, and that is good. And now the Penguins' lead is only one. Tokoi gets ready to come in. And Tokoi does come in. And she's coming in place of Janet. Seven team fouls committed by the Urban Knights. Back on the line now is Etchell, and that one is good. 57 up. 4:46 to go. Penguins have one win. Urban Knights have no wins. This one's left side, Gomes. Gomes heaves it across the court. Oh, Baskerville was managed to hold on to it. I don't know how. They get it down low to Klermenko. Klermenko has it stripped away by Stillwell. Stillwell's three on one. Stillwell goes last. Oh, bounce pass. Low bounce pass. And it's stolen away by Flatten and a whistle. Tafu's going to re-enter. Foul is called against Caprice Hall with a hole. Isn't that the 18 foul, Art? 57 up. And Alicia Flatten gets this one to fall and puts the Penguins up by one. 18 fouls committed by both. squads and Flatten cans this one. And that's big. 59-57, 4:20 to go, fans. Clock is rolling. Now up on the right side is Stillwell. She flings it to Fu in the middle. Here's Hack. Left side, Etchell. Etchell fakes left, goes right. Now she goes left. Now the bounce pass over to Stillwell. Off, no look. Right side on the way to Fu. Uh-oh. Three ball. 60-59. The Penguins are trailing after leading by eight three different times this game. 3:53 to go, fans. We come down in the second half. Here's Alicia Flatten. Uh-oh, and Takoy has it go out of bounds off of her fingertips. Flatten led Takoy, and Takoy couldn't hold on to it. Now a timeout has been called. With 3:47 to go, 60-59. Man, oh man. Penguins have led three separate times. And none of those three times were very close. In the first half, they led by eight at one point. Urban Knights came back. Score was tied at 33 apiece at the break. Then just 5 or 6 minutes into the second half, the Penguins again led by eight, and the Urban Knights came back. And then the Urban Knights actually ended up leading at that point. And then one more time, the Penguins led by eight. 6 or 7 minutes after that, and the Urban Knights fought right back, and now the Penguins are actually trailing by one. 60-59 with 3:47 to go. End of the timeouts come. This one's coming right down to the line. Official timeout now as Julie Dempsey speaks to the scorer's table. Julie Dempsey, one of the referees from the NAIA, talking to the official scorers here. And I think we have everything straightened out. 3:47 to go. Penguins will be on defense now. Stillwell's got it, and the Penguins are playing some massive defense, full court pressure. Stillwell with a stutter step brings it across, calls out the play. Oh, Stillwell's a great point guard. Oh, Stillwell almost with the travel. Oh, brother, and now a turnaround jumper goes off by Jackie Heck. After Stillwell hit her down low, Heck with a no-look play. Oh, that was a great shot. 62-59. 3:23 to go as Heck comes through. Here's Gomes, top of the key. Gomes faking around like she's going to heave it down low. Now they get it off to Janish. Janish now with a 360 spin move. Keeps it alive, Flatten. Flatten now picks up the screen from Janish. Flatten goes up. Oh, Flatten somehow had it blocked away. Picked it up and threw it back up there and it went. 62-61, 3 minutes to go. Penguins trail by one, three ball on the way by Etchell. Oh, no, Etchell buries a three ball. From way out on the left wing, 65-61. We're inside of 3 minutes, fans. Here's Flatten with a three ball of her own, and that one's no good. Flatten heaves up an air ball at a big moment in the game. 65-61, 2:42 to go. Brittany Rowland getting ready to come in for Chambers. Brittany Rowland does come in as Chambers is yelling. She's firing the team up as Baskerville comes out. Rollins in her place. 2:42. Urban Knights have got it. Stillwell's got it. Here's Rowland. Now Stillwell goes left side, bounces it off the knee of Flatten, but comes back up with it. 2:32. The fans are all on their feet. At least the Urban Knights fans are. Penguins are trailing by four now after leading by eight three different times. Completely separate occasions they led by eight. Couldn't get through the eight barrier. Now they trail by four. Here's Stillwell. Outside. Kick out. On the way. Two ball. Levea. No. Penguins down with it. Here's Takoy. Takoy's all alone. Gets it over to Gomes on the zigzag. Oh! Gomes gets it to go. 2:07 to go. And she'll go to the line. That's a ninth team foul committed by Academy of our university. 65-63, and Gomes will get a chance to get the Penguins within one if she can get this one to go. On the way, Gomes. Oh, brother. She missed that by 2 feet to the right. I think it barely grazed the rim at all. Down with it now is Hack. She goes left side. Hack gets it into the corner. over to Etchell with a foot fake. Etchell goes 360 around the edge, gets her own rebound, and she steps out of bounds. Oh, the Penguins got a break on that. Heck went up the right side with an easy layup, missed it short, got her own rebound, but had a foot out of bounds. 65-63 with 1:53 to go. Baskerville getting ready to come in for Chambers. Here's Janish to bring it up. Penguins trail by two. Janish now working. Off ball. Called against Tafu. And that's the 10th team foul committed by the Urban Knights. As Brittany Rowland exits, Baskerville's back in there and has to tuck in the jersey. The good news on this, though, is Tokoi gets to go to the line after that unforced foul. Oh, brother. Down the stretch, the Penguins have been ugly from the line. This one's way, way deep. Not even close. There's Tokoi. This one's deep. And it's hauled down by Tafu. She gets it. She gets it off to LaVea. LaVea brings it up, and now a whistle. Penguin fans are loving it because it goes against the Urban Knights. Just a violation. Penguins get the ball, though, and that's big. Inbounds to Flatten. Flatten in the backcourt. Brings it up left side against Tafu. Flatten now. Low bounce pass to Janish. Janish looking for a Penguin somewhere. Gomes thinking about it. 1 minute, 20 seconds to go, fans. Outside Baskerville on the way. Big two ball, no. Tipped out. Penguins can't get the rebound. Tafu comes down with it. Stillwell's got it. Right side, Stillwell now backs up, slips around, manages to get it off to Heck and a whistle. Timeout has been called by the Urban Knights. Man, oh man, this thing's getting hairy. 1:08 to go. The Penguins trail by two. Still an eternity to go. Even though the Penguins have led. Have I mentioned this enough? The Penguins have led by 8-3 separate times tonight. Then they trailed by four just a minute ago. Now they trail by only two, so that doesn't seem so bad. 1:08 to go. And it's anybody's game. Penguins are 1-6 on the season. And while the Penguins play in the CalPAC Conference, the Urban Knights play in the PacWest Conference, and Urban Knights are 0-7. But of course, preseason doesn't always tell you a whole lot of the story. However, what does or might indicate part of the story is last night the Urban Knights played against Bethany where they lost to the Bruins on this road trip. Interestingly, the Penguins open up the conference against Bethany this coming Thursday, the 11th. It'll be a CalPAC doubleheader right here on radio.dominican.edu. You'll hear it with us. We'll be on the air at 5:30. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. We're back underway. 1:08 to go. Here we go. Stillwell's got it. Penguins on defense, and the Penguins trail by two. No room for errors. The Penguins have committed 18 fouls. Urban Knights are in the double bonus. Uh-oh. And Gomes runs into Kawila LaVea. And I think Gomes is going to get rung up. And I'm right. Gomes fell right into her. Gomes wears number 32. That's O.J. Simpson's old number. So LaVea gets a chance to put the Urban Knights out by four if she can make both of these. She gets two chances. That's a ninth team foul committed by the Penguins, this one. On the way, LaVea, oh, she rattles it home. And that's three, and that's big. 58.4 seconds to go. And this one's on the way. And this one does not go. It's tipped out. Gomes has got it. It's a three-point game. Gomes gets it to Baskerville. Penguins are going to have at least one good shot at it. And we'll see if Flattens the player to do it. Penguins don't need two right now with 45 seconds to go. They need three. Here's Gomes. Oh, no. Gomes threw it away. And it's saved. It bounced on the line. And it's whistled out. Timeout has been called by the Penguins. 40 seconds to go, fans, exactly. 66-63. Oh, man, this thing has been back and forth all night. And the Penguins led most of the way. It was tied at halftime, though. We talk about a close matchup. These two teams on paper are very close. Now, of course, Vanessa Miller, one of the Penguins starters, the senior Miller, has a broken foot. But the best player on the Urban Knights team, Levalasi Key, is out not playing tonight with an injury. So that match, so I mean, everything's matching up. The teams match up well. The best players on the quarter out. 66-63, Penguins on defense, 37 seconds to go. The clock rolls. Here we go. Etchell's got it. Etchell's just trying to eat some of the clock. Here's Stillwell. Stillwell now is being guarded very closely by Baskerville. 27 seconds. Stillwell gets it down low. Tipped out. Back up. Oh, no. It falls in, and LaVea scores a deuce. Penguins down by five. Bringing it up is Janish. 19 seconds. Janish now outside. Flatten on the way. Three ball. Oh, Flatten hits a three. Stop the clock. Who's working the clock? And the clock burns 3 seconds off. They couldn't get the clock to stop. Now the officials are finally over at the table to get the clock to stop. The three balls hit, the clock... Okay, now they've got it straightened out. 68-66. The Penguins have one chance at it, but they're going to be on defense bringing it in. The Urban Knights will have it on offense. When we turn things out, 68-66. Penguins have committed 10 team fouls committed by the Urban Knights with 14.1 seconds to go. I don't know if it really matters. We'll find out. That is the double bonus situation. I'm not sure that's going to matter. And we're going to find out very soon because the end of the timeout has come, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu on the air. Live basketball. Here we go. The Urban Knights have got it. Now they get it into Stillwell. 13 seconds. Stillwell ends up falling out of bounds. 12.2 seconds to go as Janish. No, it was Baskerville forced the issue. She tipped it out of play, and the Penguins are going to have a shot at it. 12.2 seconds to go. Less than 2 seconds rolled off. Baskerville's got it. Under the Penguins' hoop. Here's Janish left side. Clock rolls 10. Here's Janish 9. Penguins have got a score to get. Keep it tight. Oh, no. Janish throws it away. And its timeout has been called by Alicia Flatten with 3.4 seconds to go. Heads up play by Flatten. Everybody ended up on the ball as Janish Baskerville, I think it was the one who threw it away. It was either Janish or Baskerville. All I know is Flatten ended up on the ball. And she called timeout. A heads up move there because the Penguins were not going to get the ball on the possession arrow. The jump ball was going to go the way of the Urban Knights. But instead, Flatten calls timeout.
No, B! You just kicked me out. I lost power. I'm out of power.
Inbounds. Penguins have got it. Oh, it's on the way. 3-2. No, the Penguins had a shot at it. And the ball went off by Janish and it doesn't go down. It was short. 68-66, the final. The game comes down to one shot on the inbounds. And it doesn't go. That was a great game by both teams. But really, the Penguins very, very disappointed tonight. Oh, what a heartbreaker. After leading 3 separate times by 8. Are you kidding me? Penguins coughed it up. Oh, that's tough to take. Well, we'll see if we can do it once the conference resumes. Conference starts on Thursday night. Penguins welcome the Bethany Bruins in on Thursday. Ladies tip off at 5:30 and the guys at 7:30. We'll have it for you live. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. Final score, 68-66. The U's lose. Good game, though, by the Urban Knights. See you Thursday night, fans. Thanks for tuning in. Stuart Horn for radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
DU Radio.
Radio.dominican.edu.